Imperial Leader, the life story of the greatest statesman of our time, Winston Spencer Churchill, Prime Minister of Great Britain. England, in those colourful but peaceful days of 1895, aged, revered, beautiful England. Handsome cabs ply for hire. In the music halls, old melodies are gaily sung. At Buckingham Palace, a great old queen is living through her last years, surveying in pride the fruits of a century of glory. At Sandhurst Military College, young Winston Churchill is training to become a soldier. Mr. Churchill.
Yes, well, what is it, old man?
You want us at the adjutant's office right away.
Oh, confound it. Here I am doing a work of art. Here, have a look at it.
Huh. Looks like a maze from which there's no escape. What is it, anyway?
It happens to be a strategic map I'm preparing. A military map. Oh, blew it. I never was an artist. All right, I'll be along. I say, did he look fierce when he called for me?
Oh, no more than usual. Of course, he might be hiding his rage. Anyway, good luck to you.
Oh, thanks. I'll now proceed to think hard on what possible misdemeanors I've committed.
Oh, well, so much for the problem. Come today.
Sorry, I'm so late in coming, sir. I was in the middle of a job outside.
That's all right, Mr. Churchill. Sit down.
Thank you, sir.
Your father isn't too well, I believe.
No, sir. He's suffered intensely. Disappointments, you know. There's no serious news, is there?
I don't think so. Your father telegraphed the Secretary for War, asking that you be given leave. He said it was his last day in England.
His last day? I had no idea he was going away.
You'd better get along. And I do hope the news isn't bad, and that your father's all right.
He had a hard time, like most ministers of state. Half a day, you know, and then the only reward comes when some biographer in a generation's time writes a few glowing tributes. Oh, well, thank you, sir. I'll get along. I'll have to see my mother and brother, of course, and then...
You look fine, Winston. Fine, I'm proud of you. And I'm glad you were able to get leave to wish me Godspeed on my travels.
But why are you going, Father?
I've finished here in England. And there's nothing more painful than a slow political demise. One thing you must always remember, Winston. It's never possible for a man to recover his lost position. He may recover another job in the 50s or 60s. But not the one he lost in the 30s or 40s. That has been proved to me most bitterly.
Randolph.
Yes, Jenny, it's time. Goodbye, my dear. Pray for me.
Thomas.
Winston, Jack, look after your mother, boys. We shall all meet again one day, I hope.
Good luck, Father.
Good luck, my dear. Goodbye, my dear.
Goodbye.
Winston, take your arm.
Mother, you're crying. Why?
Your father is a sick man, physically and mentally. I should never have let him go.
He'll come back, Mother. And in the meantime, I'll take care of things.
Thank heaven I have you, Winston. What a shame your father couldn't have enjoyed better health.
And that would have come from a less embittered experience. It is sad, though. I had thought quite frequently... Wouldn't it be wonderful for me to enter Parliament one day and walk straight into the House arm in arm with my father?
I don't think he'll ever speak in the House again. You will be the only Churchill left to carry on.
Oh, come, let's go, Mother. And no more tears. I'll always be with you more or less, and we'll go on being brother and sister as we always have.
So, we come to a rather historic day in your life, eh, Mr. Churchill? Sandhurst has finished with you.
And I'm sorry, sir. I've enjoyed every moment of it.
You worked hard, my boy, and the results speak for themselves. You're passed out with honours, 8th in a batch of 150. My congratulations.
Thank you, sir. You may remember that I crept in at the bottom almost by charity. My father rather doubted my ability to make a success of it. But I'm glad it's turned out well for his sake.
When do you expect him home again?
Very soon, I believe, sir. His health has not improved abroad. I'm afraid his... coming home only because he wants to die in England.
I'm sorry. He's been a great man. And I know he'll be proud of you. You'll see a change, you know.
Yes. It took Sandhurst to make me. To find myself as a man.
Well, now you're fully qualified to receive the Queen's commission. Have you any plans?
Well, Colonel Brabazon, commander of the 4th Hussars, has been a friend of my family for years. I'm rather hoping that he'll ask me to go into his regiment.
You couldn't do better, Churchill. Well, good luck, my boy. Your life's ahead of you. Remember, the earth is yours and the fullness thereof. Make the most of it.
Why, Winston, you're a man now. A real man. I hadn't expected... It's uncanny.
I said you wouldn't be ashamed of me, Father, and I meant it. You see, I knew I could learn quickly enough about things that mattered. Sandhurst was life to me, because I felt I was getting somewhere.
Have you got your horses?
No, not yet, sir.
Must attend to that. I might still be able to get you into that infantry regiment, you know. The Duke of Cambridge was most displeased at your taking a cavalry course. He said that there were ways of getting over that, however. Now, what do you think?
I'm afraid I've practically made my decision, sir. Colonel Brabazon has asked me to join the 4th Hussars.
A fine soldier, Brabazon, but he had no right to go over my head like that. But everyone does that now. I'm finished.
Come and rest, Randolph. You're tired.
Yes, Jenny. Tired. Terribly tired. Where's that boy?
Here, Father.
Oh, you look splendid, Winston. Fine. Have you got your horses yet?
But I just told you...
No, Randolph. He hasn't got them yet.
Must have horses. I'll see to that. Do you know, Jenny, I think I'll lie down. I feel very weary. Well, don't you come. I'm not an invalid, you know. Horses, yes, you must have horses.
You must get used to your father repeating himself, Winston. He forgets so easily now. I pretend I don't notice.
Oh, Mother, I had no idea. He's only a shadow of his old self.
I'm afraid.
Oh, don't, Mother. Try to be brave. We mustn't let him know that we see any difference.
That's right, dear. You're very sensible, aren't you? My little boy, who isn't a little boy any longer.
Oh, Mother, I'm more than a son. I'm brother, friend, and son rolled into one. Now, you're not to feel so sad about it all. Not when there's so much life ahead yet. Life ahead for all of us. A gallant fighter, and the battle nearly done.
I have had quite enough of it all. I have waited with great patience for the tide to turn, but it hasn't turned, and will not now turn in time.
Oh, Father.
Oh, Winston, don't make my mistake. You regret it always. As I have done.
Randolph, you mustn't excite yourself.
You know, Jenny, that I've made mistakes. Great mistakes. But there's been no consideration, no indulgence, no memory or gratitude. Nothing but spite, malice, and abuse.
It's all right now, sir. Don't worry about it.
Avenge me, Winston. You can do it, I know.
Doctor, quickly.
It's all right, Jimmy. I'm just tired, that's all. A tired old man. Is that you, Winston?
Yes, Father. I'm here.
Have you got your horses?
Yes, Father. I've got them. Splendid beasts they are, too. You must tell me what you think of them.
Randolph. Oh, Doctor. Is he...
Oh, Mother.
His last words, Winston. Your horses.
He was a great man. It remains for me now to pursue his aims and vindicate his memory. Oh, no tears, Mother. What great man would wish to be wept over? Courage, Mother.
Yes, Winston. I have courage.
Life is still before you. We can best pay tribute to Father's memory by showing courage.
The end of an epoch in the life of Winston Churchill. His father, Lord Randolph Churchill, dies, and the mantle of Marlborough falls on the man who one day is to become imperial leader. Winston Churchill describes his feelings and thoughts at the end of that epoch in his life. I passed out of Sandhurst into the world. It opened like Aladdin's cave. From that year, 1895, I have never had time to turn round. I could count almost on my fingers the days when I've had nothing to do. An endless moving picture in which one was an actor. Sadness sometimes, other times great fun. When I look back on that epoch, I cannot but return my sincere thanks to the high gods for the gift of existence. All the days were good, and each day better than the other. Ups and downs, risks and journeys, but always the sense of motion and the illusion of hope. Come on now, all you young men all over the world. You have not an hour to lose. You must take your places in life's fighting line. The earth is yours and the fullness thereof. Enter upon your inheritance. Accept your responsibilities. Raise the glorious flags again. Advance them upon the new enemies who constantly gather upon the front of the human army and have only to be assaulted to be overthrown. Don't take no for an answer. Never submit to failure. You will make all kinds of mistakes. But as long as you are generous and true and also fierce, you cannot hurt the world or even seriously distress her. She was made to be wooed and won by youth. She has lived and thrived only by repeated subjugation. So speaks the man of the moment, Winston Churchill of those early days of 1895. An epoch is ended. Churchill is on his journey to the peak of his career as imperial leader.